soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
The world. Between the time I stepped in and the time I left, she has softened up. Because my demeanor didn't change. You ain't baiting me in the... Take your time, you know. I got all day. No. Because see, when they do that, it's like, where's the hospitality? Where's the customer service? Is that what you're getting paid for? Hello. Next verse. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted. Stop being so hard-hearted thinking that's spiritual.
Amen.
You're just hard.
Amen.
Well, that's the way I came up, well. Sorry. Sorry. We'll pray for you.
Amen.
Because you got treated like that.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody else got to be treated like that. The tenderheartedness.
Yes.
Where's the caring?
Amen.
Takes a little effort to care.
Amen.
To be tenderhearted. You can't fake that.
Amen.
Yeah, you might for a little bit. It just shows up. You can't fake that.
Amen.
Be kind. Get it back up. Somebody say kind.
Kind.
Tender.
Forgiving.
I'm sure you had to deliver yourself. Forgiving one another.
Amen.
Even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you.
Amen.
Just like God forgave you in your mess.
Amen.
It don't mean when you made them jump through a whole bunch of hoops. Nah, maybe I forgive. No.
Amen.
That's not the heart of God.
Amen.
Build up. Don't tear down.
Amen.
Let's go to Job chapter 6. And no, I wasn't there. Job chapter 6. Verse 23 to 25. Or deliver me from the enemy's hand, or redeem me from the hand of the mighty. Teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred.
Amen.
How forcible are right words, but what does your arguing reprove? Fear had come into Job's life and started a sequence of activities.
Amen.
This is what Job said. Job said, teach me, and I'll hold my tongue.
Amen.
Positive thinking alone won't deliver you. Words that have authority must be spoken.
Amen.
I said, words that carry authority must be spoken.
Amen.
On your part. Amen. You must speak it in authority. Positive thinking changes you. You've heard me say this. Positive words change your circumstances.
Amen.
Okay, let me segue into something else here. I said Wednesday night, Nehemiah had discovered something in Nehemiah chapter 13. He had discovered his language in Jerusalem was dying. They were, the Hebrews were intermarrying.
Amen.
And they were being, their whole cultural state was being watered down.
Amen.
integration. Yes. And they were losing their language. Their children were growing up speaking other languages.
Amen.
It's not a wrong thing, but they were losing their language. You see, when you lose your language, it means you lose your culture.
Amen. Amen.
I thought I'd get a better amen than that. Amen. Thank you, Elder. Amen. When you lose your language, what are we talking about? Kingdom language.
Yes. Yes.
You stop talking kingdom language, you start losing your culture.
Amen.
You start compromising.
Amen.
Yes, listen, it's predicated upon language. How you speak. What you say is not just talk. Amen. It carries weight in the kingdom. The enemy seeks to choke out the word of God out of you so that you say other stuff. Write this down if you're writing. Tongue, put a hyphen, then attitudes, put a hyphen, then mind, put a hyphen, then morals. Tongue, attitudes, mind, and morals. Tongue, attitudes, the mind, and then morals. Look at somebody, tell them,
your tongue is a loaded gun.
Your tongue is like a bow bent with an arrow in it. Your tongue is like dynamite. Your tongue is like a sword. Yes, it is. It's all those things. Your tongue. James chapter 3. Let's get into this now. The book of James chapter 3. Verse 2, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able to bridle the whole body. Is that right? Behold, also the ships. I'm sorry. Behold, we put bits in a horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, with though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm. Behold, and whithersoever the governor listens, even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindles. Verse 6, I want some of y'all to go home and meditate. Not that meditate. Meditate on that verse. Verse 6, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body when not exercised properly. And sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Do you know the potential to release hell into your environment lies in your tongue? Demons perch with assignments from hell waiting. See if they can get you into agreement with that assignment. There was Dathan and Korah that rebelled against Moses and Aaron, and they spoke against them.
Amen.
They said, and literally, if you study that out, they were better qualified in the natural sense than Moses and Aaron to be the leaders of Israel. And a whole lot of people got behind them, and they backbit against Moses and Aaron. They cussed Moses and Aaron. They talked against. They contended when they withstood him. And God finally said, all right, Moses, tell him to meet me out in the desert.
Amen.
I'm paraphrasing. Moses met him. He said, tell all those who are on God's side to come on your side. And he said that a whole bunch of folk left. But there were 250 leaders still over there.
Amen.
With this guy, with these guys who had spoken these things. And God said to Moses, if I don't do something by this time tomorrow, then I'm not God. I'm just paraphrasing. And Moses said, God's about to show himself who's on his side and who's not on his side. And as he spake, the ground opened up and fire, hell fire, came up out of the ground, swallowed all of them that didn't come over to the other side. So their tongues set on fire the course of nature that was set on fire of hell. What they were saying literally opened up hell. And hell consumed them. Amen. How you view you and how you speak about you and how willing or unwilling you are to do certain things or the vision you have of you, all of that plays a major part in how you will talk. Where no vision is, people cast off restraint. There's not discipline. There's no willingness. Let me tell you something. In doing all that I started this message with about exercise, all that stuff, there's a breaking through. There's a mental breaking through. Because the first day you do something and you feel aches, your body said, don't you ever try that again. You're too old for that. But see, just beyond that is a breakthrough. I hear Caleb saying, I'm 85, but yet I'm still strong. Are we serving the same God? I said, are we serving the same God? Well, you ain't 85 yet. God will preserve us, but it's got to be our spirit first. And not the brain. The brain is utilized and has its purpose, but it can't take the place of your spirit man. Our mouth is our power to succeed or fail. Proverbs 10:32. I'll get this, let them pop it up on the screen. I'll just read it from there. Proverbs 10:32 and then 15:2. Proverbs 10:32. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speak frowardness. Proverbs 15:2. We're going to be in Proverbs for a bit. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pour out foolishness. One more in Proverbs. Proverbs 15:23, verse 23 of that same chapter.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
I will lay down the burdens I've spent. Died. I will live every moment in the light of His mercy. and I won't take for granted.